ABC Radio Australia.
When Australia's Navy ship, the HMAS Adelaide, sailed to Tonga in the wake of a volcanic eruption and massive tsunami, there was one special person on board, Tongan-born Sergeant Alefosio Kakala was part of the humanitarian response to the disaster. Sergeant Kakala moved to Australia with his family at the age of 5 and joined the Australian Army when he was 21. He told reporter Marion Farr that when the tsunami hit, he knew he wanted to help.
Following the news, having the Tongan heritage did definitely have a place in my heart. So I'm currently posted to HMS Adelaide, which is one of the largest Navy vessels in the Navy. As Army, we have Army establishment on board, and our role on the ship, well, primary role on the ship is humanitarian aid and disaster relief. And I knew that our ship would be coming online on the 17th of January. So there was hope there that I would be a part of the mission if there was a response to Tonga at the time. And when that sort of all came through, everything just... It sort of gave me, you know, a purpose of why I serve the Australian Army, and it definitely did, give me some sort of satisfaction that being in the Australian Army, I can return home to my homeland and help out.
Mm. And I can hear that that mission holds a lot of weight for you.
Yes, it did.
How was it for you going back to Tonga?
Yeah, so it is an unfortunate time for Tonga and the state it was. So it definitely had mixed emotions, but at the same time, I was very proud and fortunate enough to be a part of the Operation Tonga Assist and to do my job on the ship, and knowing that will have an impact on my local people. It definitely was moving. Mm.
What sort of work were you doing to help the people of Tonga during that operation?
So HMS Adelaide is one of the largest platforms, obviously, for the Australian Navy. So it was all this equipment that we took. We were able to deliver stores and with the helicopters do a lot of reconnaissance and deliver airlift stores. And the Army engineers were able to do some clearing of debris and minor work in some of the smaller islands.
Mm. Now, earlier you mentioned that COVID-19 meant that all the assistance had to be contactless because Tonga at the time still hadn't had a COVID outbreak and was, you know, wanted to be very, very cautious about any risk of transmission. But were you able to connect with your family and loved ones or friends at all during that mission?
Yes, I did. I did have the experience of a lifetime. Initially, it was just, you know, phone calls once their satellites come up, and they were obviously happy for me to be there and excited. They would drive in from the eastern side. Well, my family lives out on the eastern side of the mainland of Tongatapu. They were able to drive out to the capital just off the harbour there where we were sort of anchored and just, you know, way from afar and all that. But I did have the opportunity whilst we were conducting a reconnaissance mission over to Heart Bay Group, and I was able to go past or fly past my home village of La Baja, where I was greeted from my family with all this Tongan sort of traditional mats and stuff laid out in their backyard. They had their Tongan music blaring and dancing and just enjoying themselves. And the fact that I was able to, you know, to fly over in a helicopter, in an Army helicopter, was definitely moving for them as well. And I think it was one of their best days that they've had so far.
Yeah, I can imagine that must have been so special to just be able to at least connect with them in one way.
Yes.
Mm. I guess given your Tongan background, how did that help the overall mission? Did others sort of call on you to give some of the context that's needed when working in a place like Tonga?
Yes, definitely. I was fortunate enough to have myself and 3 other Tongans on board HMS Adelaide at the time, a padre from the Navy, Simote Finau, and also a Navy communicator, Christine Finne, and also Jimmy Hoka Fonu were all on board. So we all did sort of share the workload in terms of interpreting what's it like on the ground for Tongans. But I think the padre, Simote Finau, did a lot of that sort of work in the background. I did help him a little bit, just giving that sort of advice what the Tongan people would sort of like to hear, or trying to translate, I think, a thank you card. We were fortunate enough to be gifted a lot of fruits from the Tongan government, and they sort of had this, you know, what sort of gift should we acknowledge it back with? And I just said simple, a message from the captain with a malo opito, which means thank you in Tongan, on the bottom is more than sufficed to return to the government. And they did accept it really thankfully. So, yeah.
I imagine that this sort of this mission, this operation will be something that stays with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, definitely. My background job is I'm an aircraft technician in the Army. We predominantly fix the helicopters. So I haven't really been away overseas. I don't know, count me lucky or not, but I haven't really deployed overseas because my core role does not require it. So this overseas operation to Tonga was my first, and it does definitely will and always will be forever cherished by myself and my family and friends and everyone. It will be like a highlight of my career.
Yeah. Well, just to finish up, obviously Tonga is still recovering from the disaster. To all the Tongans that are out there listening on the radio, what message would you like to send to them?
I'd just like to say hi to everyone. I think, yes, Tonga is still going through the recovering, rebuilding phase. You know, our thoughts and prayers towards the locals definitely be helpful. Can I also make a mention, me growing up in Tonga and moving over to Australia, joining the Army and being gifted this opportunity to return to Tonga and help out in their time of need, definitely hope I can motivate or encourage the younger Tongan generation to seek opportunities in the military. It is a rewarding career. And so, hopefully I'll see more young Tongan kids aspire to be, I don't know, aviation pilots or be in the Navy or so. So, yeah, thank you.
And that was Sergeant Alafosio Kakala speaking there with Marion Farr.